We're going to bring on from Soccer Matters, Victor Ariza. Victor joins us now. Hey, Victor.
Hey, what's going on, Glenn?
All right. So I wanted to bring you on because I wanted to talk about the Mexico result today. And you and I got into a nice conversation about Tecatito Corona, who plays at Porto, which is the team that put a pasting on Boavista and Reggie Cannon and La Pantarita's team in Portugal. And you and I started talking about him. That won't be the most memorable debut. But anyway, you know, you brought up a great point about him. It's 5 years at Porto. He's 27 years of age. You and I started talking and said, you know, this may be the time for him to really transfer. He's in the prime of his career. He's enhanced a lot of things, including he's become a little bit more stronger. And then Tata Martino, in a Tom Marshall article, basically said that this is a guy that is doing all the dirty work, cutting passing lanes down, helping out defensively. So take me into your thought process about Tecatito Corona.
Yeah, well, I think the consensus amongst Mexico fans is he's been the best player on the team for a couple of years now. I mean, you could probably even trace that, you know, for sure back end of the Juan Carlos Osorio days. You know, he's been the spark since he was young for Mexico, and now you know, like you said, we blinked, right? It's 5 years now at Porto. It seems like now would be a good time for him to move, especially because you watch Netherlands game and you see kind of how dominant he is on that side, how resourceful, how he kind of creates something out of nothing with his feet, right? Today, also against Algeria. You know, when the team was struggling against a 10-man Algeria, and he's the kind of guy that, you know, give him the ball, right? Give the ball to your best player and, you know, kind of tries to penetrate the defense. And even when he didn't, there was one play especially where, you know, it didn't work out for him. Immediately he recovers the ball and then, you know, takes on two more defenders. And then, you know, the play ends up resulting in a corner for Mexico. And that's the kind of player he is. To me, I think he is the best player that Mexico has. You know, and that is no offense to Jimenez. I just think, we're talking as two different players, but I think
Two completely different players. I mean, one guy's a target guy, and the other guy. But you know, I even look at Corona now, and to me, Victor, he just seems stronger, more powerful. He just seems capable of even more. I mean, listen, I get technically where he is. But he just looks more powerful. He looks more accountable, more responsible.
Yeah, and especially, I mean, if this is how he's playing at Porto in the Portuguese league, where I think maybe he might have hit a ceiling. He might not be as challenged as he would be in other leagues, right? Like the Spanish league or the Premier League. You know, one of Europe's top five. Just to leave it at that. Then you think maybe he's got a little bit more to give, right? Especially now that he's in his prime. But it seems like he may be in a bit of a purgatory here. But, you know, and I don't know if it's necessarily a bad thing, but he's kind of stuck in the Portuguese league.
Yeah, and it's funny because we haven't really, I mean, have we heard him publicly say he desires a move somewhere to a bigger club in a bigger league?
I mean, I don't think we've seen,
he's been linked to Chelsea, we know that.
Not overly loud, but I think obviously he wouldn't be opposed. I think also I was mentioning this earlier. I think earlier was rumored that he was maybe Wolves might be interested because of the way Jimenez has been so successful. But I think what it also comes down to is what's his value. I think out in the market, he's probably he's the Mexican with the biggest price tag, and that's not necessarily the greatest thing for him because it's, you know, not a lot of shoppers are going to shell out, you know, I don't know what, I think what I kept hearing, or at least whatever keeps on getting rumored, something around like a $30 million price tag, and that's a lot of money to shell out for.
That's a lot of money. You know what, I'd shell out.
27-year-old player.
Yeah, I'd shell that out for you, though. Your contributions on this show are fantastic. We're up on a hard break. Maybe not 30, probably $28 million for you. Your thoughts are great on Tecatito Corona. Thank you for coming on, Victor, on short notice, as always. And whenever I talk to you about soccer, something good always comes out. We'll take a break here. Thank you, Victor. And we will come back with Janine Becky. And it's all right.